Blog Talk Radio. Good things come from the street. I'm the rose from the cold concrete. Cherry in my name. Bring the alarm. Another youth just died. They took him out like fly. But they cold on the pavement with tears in his eyes. And we cry, we cry. Bring the alarm. The politicians lie. Soldiers on front line. Them start the war. We fight the war. What we're losing we'll lie for. Bring the alarm. We shall overcome. Cause this shall be done. From the east to the west. They say peace and love. We don't stop. We can't stop. Well, turn me up, push up the levels on your stereo. And drop the beat, I'll make me ride it like a rodeo. Them phony, oh, the hypocrites act like they're really holy, oh. God bless the world of me. Come from the ghetto, yeah, me grew with some criminals. But on the weekends, I worship with Christians. Live in the street, you see a girl has got to eat some pushing trigger. But I sing this to make you feel sweet. Bring the alarm. Another you just die. They took him out like fly. But they cold from the pavement with tears in his eyes. And we cry, we cry. Bring the alarm. The politicians lie. Soldiers on front line. They start the war. We fight the war. What we're losing we're life for. Bring the alarm. We shall overcome. Cause this shall be done. From the east to the west. Say peace and love. We don't stop. We can't stop. Boom. Them sell we guns, sell we lies, sell we promises. And sell we say all we friends are we enemies and enemies. Sell out them family for all pennies, man. The bigger heads are lying through them teeth. I see them building this system that's sinking. With them PhD brains of the thinking. I laugh at the rich, I laugh at the poor. Who need now go get but the greedy get more. Bring the alarm. Another you just die. They took him out like fly. But they cool upon the pavement with tears in his eyes. And we cry, we cry. Bring the alarm. Politicians lie. Soldiers on front line. Them start the war. We fight the war. What we're losing we're lives for. Bring the alarm. We shall overcome. Cause this shall be done. From the east to the west. We say peace and love. We don't stop. We can't stop. More peace, no strength. I say we shall overcome. From the east to the west. More peace, no strength. Everybody, bring the alarm. Another youth just died. They took him out like fly. But they cool upon the pavement with tears in his eyes. And we cry, we cry. Bring the alarm. The politicians lie, soldiers on front line. Then start the war, we fight the war. What we're losing, we're life for.
Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man. Coming through, dropping you a quick reminder that the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, is now available worldwide at www.worldmovement.com. or www.playersuniversityfygu.com. Get your copy, support your board. Autograph copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Can a Player Play Live, 2:30 every Sunday. Your boy Pretty Tone and the usual suspects come through here, and we represent talking about life, love, relationships, religion, hell, you never know what the hell we might talk about on the show. Before I go any further, let me bring my learned colleague, K.B.D. Esquire, in.
What's up, what's up? Welcome to the show.
And, of course, the lady who, you know, she keeps us in check, Lady Joy.
I'm here. Keep y'all in check, as usual.
Now, this week's topic is called To Leave or Not to Leave, Do the Kids Come First? You know what I mean? I'm rolling with that topic because Lady Joy emailed it over to me. And I decided to roll with it because, you know, I'm like, hey, there must be something on Lady Joy's mind. So let's ride, baby.
Bring it, bruh, because, you know, I ain't scared of none of y'all.
You know what I mean? So that's what we're talking about. Tuesday.
It's a subject, you know, and I think it touches everybody at some time in their life with whatever's going on in their lives, you know?
Absolutely. It's real. Yo, chime in. Welcome to the show. Yo, I got it. Every week I try to say this because I do not take it for granted. The numbers of the people that listen to the show in the archives is off the Richter scale now. And I want y'all to know how much we truly appreciate it, man.
Yes, we do.
Personally, for me, this is my little pulpit that I come on every Sunday and try to be like a voice in the wind for my brothers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Too many of my brothers are not stepping up to the plate. And there are too many brothers not trying to lead and too many brothers trying to follow and too many brothers thinking their damn life is a damn music video, man. And so we need some voices of reason out there trying to put the thought out there to encourage thinking. This week we're talking about to leave or not to leave. And next week's show is going to be the part two to this, where we're going to discuss the black woman's role in holding the black community together, since they say damn near 70% of black households now are ran by a woman. I think it's more like 67%, but that's still a high damn number, man.
Yes, it is.
And that still ties into today's show because, you know, there's some women will say, oh, well, they don't get enough credit. There may be some truth to that. And then maybe again, they don't get enough of the blame because sometimes when you get credit, you got to take the blame too.
That's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
Can't have one true. Without the other.
That's
can't
right.
Have one
and I agree
other.
With that
so, you know,
wholeheartedly.
So, you know, next week we're going to definitely touch on that. And also want to give a quick shout out to the folks. I want to put it out there. Support y'all. Not y'all. Support your boy. Help the book move up on the Amazon ranking. You know what I mean? Now, it's like my emotions right now. You know, each day I look, I see the number going up and down. So I know something happening out there. So I just want to say I'm thankful for anybody who's bought their copy, anybody thinking about buying a copy of the new book. Or if you don't want to buy a copy, you know, we're digital folks now. Download it to the Kindle. You know what I mean? We're on the Android. We're on the whole nine. We're trying to cover all the bases. You dig?
Hey, and even if you don't want to buy it and give it to somebody else. It's Christmas time.
There you go.
There you go. It's a hell of a gift. It really is. So, you know what I mean, Lady Joy?
Yes.
Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, I'm fancy, huh?
Try to take my things off.
Fancy, huh?
Yeah.
Try to take my things off.
I'm going to let you, first of all, why does KB sound like he got a frog in his throat?
Probably because he does.
Yeah. No, I don't have no frog in my throat. I don't know where you're getting that from, you know what I mean?
Yo, let me tell you what we just heard coming through the yard. What's up, brother?
Might have been my Barry White impression.
Okay, Barry White.
Yeah.
I hope he appreciates that.
Well, I hope so too.
Lady Joy, go on and lead off on this one. This is your baby. We're going to run with it. Lead off on it.
Okay. The subject for today is, after the love is gone, do we stay in a relationship because of the kids or for convenience or what? Well, my thought is it depends on the individual and your situation. Some people stay into relationships because of convenience. Okay, you might be an older couple, and you might not have the love that you have for each other, but you're so used to being around each other, and it might not work out outside of what you're used to, and you just stay there. You know, but that's not always good. And if you're in a relationship after the love is gone for the kids' sakes, that's not good either, because kids aren't stupid. They can sense what's going on with their parents, you know. And you got to make a decision, you know, to stay in it or be out of it. You got to look at your psyche, you know. This is not working for me, but, no, there is no but. It's either or. You're in there or you're out of there. Because eventually down the road, no telling what might happen. You might go off and we'll be looking at you on 11 o'clock news and stuff.
So what you're saying is don't treat your significant other like an old pair of house shoes that you don't wear no more, but you keep them in the closet, so you just keep them around.
Well, it depends. You know, it depends. It's how the individual feels. You know, there might not be kids involved. There's couples that's been together for years and years that don't have kids. After the love is gone, you know, it could be a convenience thing. Okay, well, we got these bills together. You go your way, you know, you have your life, I got mine, but we still live up under the same roof. That happens every day, you know. But if it's not working for you, you got to make a decision. Do I need to be in this relationship, or can I move on, or what? Or
Hold on, Lady Jo. I think somebody wants to comment. Let me let them in. One, welcome to the show. You wanted to say something. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
Hey, this is Joe. How's everybody doing?
Oh, jeez. Hey, Joe.
Well, what's up, Brother Joe? Welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
I am going to ignore you, Joy, like I always do.
I just said hello to your monkey ass. What? You know, some people just can't accept.
I heard you twice, Joy.
Joe, I welcomed you to the show for her.
Uh-huh.
You ain't got to welcome here to nothing for me.
Please don't, Diddy,
okay?
Because you don't.
He either wants to be in the show or he cannot say
nothing. You really don't
nothing.
Have to. And thanks, thank you, Player. Thank you, Diddy. And, okay, what's on the agenda for today?
You ain't listening, as usual?
We're talking about love of convenience, love of,
whether you should stay or whether you should go. Personally, I think you should get your ass up out of there, because other than that, you have another generation of dysfunctional kids. But that's
true. But you know, sometimes though, you know, kids aren't always involved. It might be a relationship of convenience because you got bills in each other's names and been there for a while, and after the love is gone, you know, you might go your way, they might go their way, but you're still living up under the same roof. To make it work.
Let's hear what Joe got to say, because in that situation, they're basically
Joe?
Roommates.
My opinion. Okay, Joy's got to go.
You know what? See, there you go, starting some shit, Joe. You know,
Joe,
I'm trying to be nice to your ass. Okay, but
no, you
come up in here. Starting some shit.
I didn't start anything. As soon as I got on the phone, I said hi, and I heard you with both of your expressions go, oh, and then another one saying, oh, no. And
no,
say,
I didn't. I said, okay. And I said, hello,
okay, well,
Joe.
It's the
whatever,
same
dude.
Shit.
You know, I know you got a problem with me.
Have any problem with you that I can't handle. All you got to do is go.
No, all you got to do is go. I was here before your ass was. I made this show, Negro. What? You know, you come in here talking some shit like you own something. You ain't got nothing over here. Ain't nobody scared of your monkey ass either. What?
Oh, God.
I'm trying to be nice to you. You talking shit to me?
Bring
it, bro. Ain't nobody scared of you. Shit.
It doesn't take much to get her going, does it?
After
the love is gone. There was no love between me and Joe to begin with. What?
Now that is something you can say again.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
Again. Okay, now getting back to the topic. Yeah, look, you can't stick around just for the kids, and you can't stick around for convenience, because I think it really leads to either a numbness of the soul, or you really just want to kill each other. So, seriously, you got to go.
Yeah, like
you
got to
go, or the other person's got to go. So, you know, that's the way it should be.
And you know what, Joe? I totally agree with you on that. You know, we don't always agree on stuff, but I do agree with you on that, because it's not good for your psyche. And if there's children involved, it's not good for them either, because kids know. They know. They're not stupid. They know when something is going on between the parents and stuff.
Absolutely.
Hey, I got a question. It's not even a question. It's more or less maybe a statement. But, you know, a lot of people are still in denial, you know, because we hear them all the time. Like, we're doing this for the kids. But really, it's bullshit, because they're doing it for themselves. And then a lot of people don't even really know why they're doing it. What can we say, or what can we offer our listeners, you know, that are stuck in a situation, you know what I'm saying? And they really don't even know what to do, keeping it real. They really don't. You know, they got kids. They've been there in the situation for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And they say they're doing it for the kids, but they're miserable as hell, but they don't really know how to break the cycle. Is there a solution for this?
Well, I think there's a conflict. Society says both things. Society says stay for the kids because the kids need both parents, and society says, well, it's healthy for the kids if at least there's one nurturing parent there without any type of dissension. So they're getting mixed messages. So, you know, they really don't know what to do.
And society isn't always right for everybody.
That's right.
You know, in my generation, you know, we were taught, you know, that whole other thing. You know, the man at the head of the household, take care of your family, you know, stay with your people no matter what, stay with your kids no matter what. You know, and we were like, talk to Ty, keep our family together, stay that with our kids. But then here comes a couple other generations where, you know, they wasn't given that same thing, you know, and the society and the economic situation changed, you know, so then you ended up with a lot of single family homes, or people staying together for convenience because, you know, hey, two incomes is better than one, you know, so you have people staying together for different reasons. So, you know, my trip is, how do we help our listeners get out of this, because you got a lot of people every day. Well, I'm standing, I hear brothers tell me that all the time. Brothers of all nationalities, oh, man, well, we got kids, man, so I'm just trying to hang in there for the kids. But you know, y'all just going through some way-out shit every day. The kids see
right.
that shit.
And,
that is
and
not
like a,
healthy. So
exactly.
How do we tell these people, look in the mirror, stop lying, because you're screwing up your kids? Or
right, because
you,
the kids
you know
are not stupid.
Doing.
Kids
right.
are not
well, you
stupid.
Know
they see what's
doing,
going on
and
between
just
their
being
parents.
Selfish. Are you just being selfish and you just standing this shit? Know that it's hurting your kids.
Well, you know, I don't think, you know, that a lot of people see that it's hurting their kids, because they're not looking at the kids. They're looking at themselves.
Well, that's what I said, selfish, right? Are you being
right.
selfish?
Right, it's being very selfish, and they're not thinking of the kids' psyche. And kids are not, like I said before, kids are not stupid. And our children, they're our future. And they see what is going on between their parents. If the parents don't argue in front of them, they can still sense the tension. You know,
but
they can feel that.
Do we have an antibiotic, or do we have a pill for these people that are stuck on that denial page?
Well, no. They're going to have to decide on their own, you know, what's good. And it might not be, you know, what they decide might not be good for them, their kids, but, I mean, like, who's to say?
Well, I'm trying to flush out the real people. I want the real folks to stand up and say, yeah, I know this shit's fucked up, but I'm just staying here because of my own selfish-ass reasons, and that's why I'm here. It ain't really about the kids. Tell the truth. I'm trying to flush those people out of tape, make them take a real hard look at themselves, you know, and try to fix some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, you got to also understand that sometimes there is no magic pill. There is no silver bullet to kill the monster. Sometimes a lot of these circumstances are of such an individual nature for the people involved in it that we can't just throw out a one-cure-fix-all kind of situation. But a syndrome may have similar traits, but it is not the exact same syndrome. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes from the older generation, when they say you stick it out no matter what, sometimes you've just hit a bump in the road.
Yeah.
And they just figured out, you know what I mean? And sometimes the rip is the nucleus of the family apart because you hit a bump in the road. I understand,
you know, just like there's different strains of antibiotics that cure different viruses or infections based on whatever their particular similarities are. But then seem like you'd have to identify and own up to the fact there is an issue to seek out any cure, no matter what it is.
Right, right. You're right.
Well, the whole thing... the whole thing is that I think Play is right in that there isn't a magic bullet for all situations. I think we can categorize and generalize pretty closely, you know. But I think it depends upon the tension. I was thinking while I was listening to all of you that maybe people who are in a situation where the love is gone and the kids are there, that maybe they should go to counseling. But who's... What kind of counselor can you trust? Most of them are effed up in the head.
They more dysfunctional than you.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy. I was just telling my good friend TNA this morning that the therapist got to have a therapist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, I'm going to tell you this, man, and it goes back to my original conversation earlier, where I was like, there is no one-shot fix-all. Sometimes you got to batten the motherfucking, excuse my French, batten the hatches down, because this is a topic that means the world to me, because I'm a defender of the kids, man. You know what I mean? You brought them here. You make it work. However it has to work, and even if separate involved, you make the transition as smooth and as possible and keep your own individual demons out of it, because sometimes it's not the separation that destroys the child. It is all the antics that come with the separation. You know what I mean? That hurts the child.
And don't leave out the in-laws. I guess that's part of the antics.
Absolutely. The in-laws are definitely part of the antics. You got to keep people out your kid's ear. This is between me, the mother, my child, and my children. And enough of us don't have that structure within ourselves to not bring other individuals who before, when we were getting along, they weren't involved. Now that we're not getting along, we should be man and woman enough to at least attempt to be civil for the children's or the child's sake. If the separation is inevitable, or is it a situation like you said, you know what I mean? Because let's be real. This generation, we're talking about this because I was talking about this last night. People truly don't understand the concept of what love is anymore. We are a instant gratification, me, myself, and I, when things are great, even friendships nowadays. We can even go deeper with this topic.
Mm-hmm.
People's friendships. Not even a relationship, even your friendships when everything is good. Oh, you my boy. You my boy. Let a little bit of shit hit the fan.
Hmm. I don't even want to know your name. I don't want to know your name.
Ain't nobody asked you to sing.
Now, the relationship has hit a bump in the road. All relationships hit a bump in the road.
Exactly.
Is it an insurmountable bump, or is it a minor molehill that has been made into a mountain, is what we need to ask ourselves. So then we sit up and we have these children and we destroy the nucleus of the family because we've hit a molehill and we don't have enough strength of character our commitment to persevere over this molehill.
Truth.
Because we have made it into a mountain.
Goes back to truths, my brother. Truths. Truths.
You understand what I'm saying? But nobody
wants to
okay, let's figure it out. Now, we're not saying if there's abuse and constant infidelity and other children being born and all the wide variety of circumstances that can ruin a relationship. Well, of course, you have tough decisions to make.
Right.
Because then you're destroying yourself.
Exactly.
If you don't break wide. But
yeah,
if the passion that was there is not there anymore, is that something to destroy the nucleus of the family for? Or is it, as Joe said, you go and get some counseling, or you counsel each other, or you find an appropriate solution to work this thing through? No one cure fits all, because each situation may be a different. I'm going to quote my man Marcus Garvey right here. My man Marcus says that love is a happy but miserable state in which man finds himself from time to time. Sometimes he believes he is happy by loving, then suddenly he finds out how truly miserable he is. It is all joy and sweetness at first, but life, nothing lasts. It comes and
like
goes, but when it is active, there is no greater virtue, because it makes one supremely happy. Ladies and gentlemen, even in the course of a wonderful romance, things happen. The question you have to ask yourself, and this is, I suppose, going back to what K. Diddy said about the convenience of that old shoe, that you already know how it fits, you already know how the side leans, you know where the dirt marks are. So you're like, now I'm going to just slide on the comfortable shoes. It all comes back to truths and examining ourselves, I suppose.
Yeah.
Not other people, one of the biggest mistakes, going back to once again what K. Diddy said, is getting other people involved. Too much damn chefs in the kitchen going to mess the damn stew up, man.
Yes, it is. Too many cooks.
Because everybody, throw this in there.
Look. When I first started coming on your program months ago, I think we had a discussion which was about the foundation of what this topic is today. And the thing is that people are selfish, they're extremely selfish, and again, they're extremely stupid. You shouldn't go into a relationship and bear kids if you can't afford your kids, is my opinion. If you can't send your kids to private school, don't have kids. Okay, because kids are going to cost you something like $200,000 to $500,000 over the course of the time they're born to the time they're about 18 years of age. You can't afford it, don't have it. If you're having them, you're stupid. And then when it comes down to the breakdown of the relationship, basically it boils down to selfishness. I want what I want, when I want it, and it's not just in today's generation. It's in the generation of years ago. People were always selfish. They always wanted what they wanted, when they wanted. Society from different generations, though, gave permission to how you could express that. In the 50s, there was a nuclear family, and the woman, if she wanted out, she really didn't have much of a choice, okay? She had more choices than people gave her credit for back in the 50s. But ever since the feminist movement, women have had the choices, and they still can't seem to make relationships work, okay? Because they're selfish, men are selfish too, but it all boils down to selfishness. If you two people are selfish, you're not going to get shit done. If one person is great and the other person's selfish, you're still not going to get shit done. You need two people who are going to be unselfish, and that's very rare today.
And you know what, Joe? You know, as much as we disagree, I'm agreeing with you today on that. It works both ways. You know, in order to have a great relationship, each side has to give. And if you don't give, you don't have anything.
Say that again, my sister. Say that again, because you know what?
I said it works on both sides. Both sides got to give. And if you don't give, you don't have anything, because it takes both sides. It takes the alpha and the omega. It takes the male and the female. And if you don't give, you don't. What do you have? You have nothing, you know. And both sides got to give. And as much as me and Joe don't agree on stuff, I agree with him on this here. You know, because it's vital. It's vital. And we got to look inside of ourselves. We got to look at each other and figure it out. Okay, how are we going to make this work? Okay, whether kids are involved or not. You know, you got to look at your own psyche, because you got to deal with what you're doing before you can pass it on to somebody else. So work it out with yourself before you can pass it on to somebody else, whether you got kids or not.
And ladies and gentlemen, I want to throw this out there also, as K. Diddy was asking the question about what is it we can give to the audience. You know, we have established that there is no one-shot cure-all immunization for the syndrome, but here is one thing that is a fact, Jack. Like, man, shout out to my man Don Cornelius. This is a natural fact, Jack. Keep people out your business.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because people be all up in your business. They got opinions. They got all kind of stuff that you don't need.
They bring in their own crap that sometimes you're talking to them. You're like you're talking to your friends. You're like, dog, how do I change this light bulb? You know, man, screw that light bulb. Light bulbs ain't the same no more. You don't even need that light bulb, dog.
I think it is a cure, Tony.
Throw it out there.
I think the cure is people developing the ability to be honest with the fact that there is a problem, there is an issue. Because if they're unwilling to accept the fact there is an issue, there will not be a cure. There will not ever be any growth.
Okay.
But well, both Diddy and Player are both right. You got to look inside yourself and you have to be honest. But how many people, you know, do look inside themselves and are honest? Because to be honest, you have to accept your frailties and your faults and your flaws.
Right. And a lot of people don't want to. They don't want to accept their own faults and stuff.
But mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with that, Joe. I'm with you 100%. But to me, would couple with both those things
mm-hmm.
in a capsule would be the cure.
Well, sure. I'm agreeing with you. I wasn't disagreeing with you. I'm saying both
so,
you and Player.
So that's
right.
The thing. Mm-hmm. That's the mm-hmm. thing right there. People developing that ability.
And knowing what we want and knowing how not to let somebody get in the way, which also touches upon what Player was saying about, you know, your friends and your parents, you know, giving you an earful. We have to know what it is that's going to make us happy. We have to know why it's going to make us happy. What are we willing to do to get us that happiness? What are we, and our boundaries. Set the boundaries. Look inside yourself. And stop being selfish. You know, and another thing, fucking unrealistic expectations. Freaking broads. Look, I'm telling you now, you women have all these fairy tale images about what a man's supposed to do and a man's supposed to be.
Hey, man, well, I was just finna say that.
Oh, here we go.
The parents, Joe, the parents, including mine, I don't know about yours,
mm-hmm.
but some of the parents are guilty of instilling those images that is from kids. When
right.
you grow up, you're supposed to have this type of man to do this. You're supposed to have this kind of woman like this, do this, and do this for you. You know, so we already being pre-programmed with those ideals from childhood.
Right.
Absolutely. But the thing is, the expectations from men, what do we want? We want a nice, attractive, intelligent woman who doesn't have an attitude, basically.
Big,
a woman
big,
we can trust.
With big titties.
Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you know what, Joe, what you want somebody to submit to you, okay, because it seems to me that if somebody
absolutely.
Disagrees with you,
absolutely.
You know, it's not right. No,
because
but
the
you
Bible,
know what?
Though?
No,
well,
no.
I don't
listen
know.
To
I don't
listen
know.
To what
a
I'm saying.
A lot of the religious beliefs that we had coming up said that was the re-roll.
Yeah,
of
but that's a whole different situation today, bruh. Because women, we have our attitudes, we have our opinions.
But we wasn't
and
raised.
Stuff. Okay, and we are. Wait a minute.
We
run households and
stuff
you like
cut
that.
Me off. Hold on a second. I didn't say anything or imply anything like that. You said, according to you, your impression is that women have to submit to me. I'd be glad to submit to a woman if she's
okay.
Right, if she's going to be giving to me. There's no problem with my
submission. Yeah, if she agrees with what you say, but you know what?
Hold it. I
what
didn't
you say
she
isn't always
what
right,
bro.
Say that.
And besides that,
you won't let him finish.
Besides, people have to cooperate.
I'm letting him finish.
People have to cooperate. They do have to make minor compromises without sacrificing their principles, and people have to submit to one another without feeling as though they're giving up their soul. So
right.
how do you get this stuff?
No, I'm just saying.
You're just saying, but again, you're making these assumptions based on what?
I'm just saying because a lot of men figure that women got to submit. It's not about submission. It's about equalization, okay? Because everybody got their own opinion about what needs to be done, what needs to be said, what needs to be whatever, okay? And we need to come to an agreement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of men feel, well, you know, she's my woman. She's to submit to me. No, uh-uh. Women, we have our own opinions, okay?
I think a lot
of women run the household, okay? So when you get with somebody, and I'm not in agreement with a lot of things that a lot of females do, you know, that's not, you know, being equal. So I'm for equality, okay? And
equality depends
on
what's your definition of equality.
I'm telling you, I feel that the man and the woman should come together, talk to each other, you know, because equality can mean different situations from a man's point of view and a woman's point of view. Talk about it.
Yeah, and
you know,
George,
because,
can I say something? George, I'm going to tell you this, George. Do you realize, and this is one of those things where they say men and women are on a different wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
Joe just basically said what you said in a different way, but you didn't hear that. You heard being submissive. That's exactly what he just said.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't hear that. And if he said it, okay, fine. I'm with that. You know, but a lot of times, you know, a lot of times men don't hear what women say and women
absolutely
don't hear but what men say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just got
to
listen to we got to listen to each other.
Y'all be
I'm just saying, we just got
to
listen to each other.
Oh.
Sweet in the chat room, Sweet and friends, I see you. Sweet says that, hold on, Sweet, I ain't forgot you. She says, husbands love your wives, and wives have reverence for your husbands because we got to live like that. And she also says, choose your friends wisely with your own family in mind. You know what I mean? I agree with you, Sweet. You better choose your friends because sometimes, you know what I mean, even though I just made light of it, sometimes you talking to your friend about you and they not talking to you about you. They really talking about their own personal history.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're like, hold up, I ain't said nothing about that. What are you talking about? I'm just saying, old dog, we should just leave all them women behind. And I'm like, all I said is I didn't feel like picking her up at work right now. What the hell are
you talking about? Okay.
You know what I mean? You got to be careful out there, man, and that's one of the things that sometimes people say you're being fake. No, you're not being fake by keeping outsiders out of your realm and your domain. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Too many people in my ears and too many people in your ears can never be a good thing. That means we're not hearing each other.
Right.
Yeah, but Tony, that goes back to the thing that you mentioned earlier, that it's not just one pill to cover all situations, because that situation, what they see might be abnormal, might be your normal, or vice versa. So their input is going to be contradictory anyway.
Yes, sir.
Everybody is normal is not might not be normal to somebody else.
That's what I just said.
Right. I'm just
once again backing you up, bro. I am so glad. Actually, I am enjoying this because if you sit and you listen to this, you realize how quick our defense mechanisms fly up, both men and women. And even though sometimes we're saying the same thing in a different way, it comes through our ears in different ways. You
exactly.
know what I mean? And that is just crazy to me. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? We're
yeah.
talking about, you know, to leave or not to leave. We're talking about commitment or convenience.
Right.
Because sometimes, you know, on some real ish, something that our parents never told us is that sometimes convenience and commitment blur the lines. Everything
yeah.
is not just black and white. Sometimes there's a shade of gray, a shade of purple, a shade of pink. You never know.
Mm.
And for all of y'all that's flying over, sometimes, you know, you're in a relationship and it turns out one of the partners is bloody gay, but you never saw that coming. That's the pink area.
Okay.
Been like sardines. I had to let you go.
Okay.
You know
here
what I mean?
We go.
And this is a constant, and these are the things that we're constantly dealing with on a daily, hourly. You know, I was watching, you know, you going to work, people going to work and, you know, shoot up the workplace, and they're like, well, ain't nobody here pissed them off. Turns out he was pissed at his estranged wife. She was talking about divorce. Okay, and you went and took the lives of innocent people because somebody was trying to divorce you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have really got to get a grip on our insecurities.
That dude right there wanted to die, but he wanted somebody else to kill him. He was scared to kill himself.
He didn't want to do
you
it himself.
I mean? Yeah, he didn't want to do it himself. So, you know, he had to do something so egregious that somebody else would blow his monkey ass straight away.
Who was that?
And Joe may have said it very harshly, but sometimes they say the truth is a very bitter pill to swallow. If on the first child y'all had issues, I don't think you should have had a fourth.
But it was good. But it was good.
What was good? Busting the nut in the moment? Please tell me what was good.
Down
in South Carolina who smothered her kids talking about she ain't got no life no more. Whatever it is, crazy crap that came out of her mouth.
That
shit didn't occur to you. That shit didn't occur to you before you sat up and had them? Go take a damn check.
Well, you said
you
it.
Know what I mean?
People are making bad choices.
Ain't that against some people's religion?
What's that?
We're going to talk about religion another day because you're right. Some of that plays in there too. But ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, I keep telling y'all, one of the reasons I do this show every Sunday because this is my podium, my ministry where I come and talk about life and try to make the scope and the length and the breadth of the conversation as wide as possible.
Right.
But that's what life is. Life is just this big old gumbo of so many different ingredients, and we have got to start thinking. Enough of us are not thinking, and I know when you start thinking, it changes you, because trust me, I'm walking through that journey personally myself right now. Things that you never wanted to address, you suddenly have to address because your mind, the blinders have come off, and your eyes are open, and you're like, damn, I didn't want to deal with this shit right now.
Okay.
But obviously, it is something that was there that needs to be dealt with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. It is all just crazy to me. But we've been having a great conversation. You know, Joe always comes and shakes it up a little bit. But stick and stay, you know what I mean? I'm going to let my man Al Green tell y'all something nice.
Sometimes I fool my arms, I say,
hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're here. I guess this board is playing something on pretty funny. But I guess he'll be
the light
back.
Went out of my phone, too.
Wow.
Okay.
You know, with Blog Talk, every now and then do some way out things.
Yeah, they do.
But definitely, this has definitely been a very emotionally charged show with different opinions from all over.
Right.
You know, and I guess that whole thing can go a bunch of different ways, depending on ones. But, you know, we had did a show once before, and we were speaking on the fact that we're all products of our environment, you know, whether we want to, you know, own up to that
admit it or not.
and that really is our foundation as to how we deal, you know, with issues, you know, in our relationships with child rearing and just our relationships, you know, with our mates, even with our kids, you know, it all comes from how we came to be. Who we are,
exactly.
What we were exposed to, you know, on our journey, in our destiny. I mean, not our destiny, but in our journey, you know, to what path we are on, our education, our experiences, you know, our travels, you know, watching how our parents interact with one another, whether they were together or not, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, all those things come into play.
Diddy, can you check to see if the show is on the air? I'm not near my speakers. Are you near your speakers?
Yes, sir. You're on.
We're on?
BTR been acting up all day. I don't know what's going on. Even calling in was a bit of a problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just trying to log in. It took me like 6 attempts. So, you know, bear with us, good folks. It ain't us.
All right.
Hold on. I got somebody else trying to call in. 347, you're on live with us.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, D.
How you doing? How
are you? Hey.
Yeah, BTR is really, something's going on because it keeps on reconnecting, and then the sound goes and comes. So there's something going on.
Well, you know what that's for.
Yeah, I think they might be having growing pains.
Okay, and we're making it work, so it's like, okay, let's give them some problems.
Yeah, well, this is a good show, and greetings to everyone.
Hello.
Indy.
Hello.
Well, so good of you to call in, love. We enjoy you chiming in from time to time.
You know we do.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing. And do we stay out of the We can't seem to get together on whether we want to stay or whether we want to leave one another or, you know, whether we want to stay for the kids or whether we want to just, you know, do the damn thing.
Exactly.
We're going to communicate. If this cannot work, if this relationship cannot work for whatever reason, yeah, we get into things all the time, you know, we think that this is the one or that's the one, and we find out down the line that, you know, it was just our imagination running away with us. But at the same time, now we got some kids involved, we have children involved, and
right.
do you do? You know, if you can work this out cohesively, if you can work this out in such a way where it doesn't hurt the children, because he's staying in a relationship that's not working, it's not good for you, it's not good for the children, especially
exactly.
for the children. Because they feel what's going on. They may not be able to express it in words, but they'll act it out in school, you know, or they'll act it out, you know, wherever they'll act it out. So it's best that you communicate with this, you know, with that significant other, and you'll work something out for the benefit of the children.
And Sweet D, I said that in the onslaught. You know, when we first started, kids are not stupid. You know,
mm-hmm.
they feel what's going on between their parents, or parents to be, or whatever. You know,
sometimes they cause it.
Well, yeah, they do, but not all the time. You know, sometimes we cause it as parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the children
don't. It needs to be addressed. It really needs to be addressed.
I'm going to tell you something on some real ish. Children change the dynamics of a relationship. They just do. I call them game changers. They change the game because, A, the amount of time and energy you used to put into each other gets cut because it is required to now take some of that time. Matter of fact, let's be on some real ish. A lot of that time now goes to the kids and the kids' needs.
That's how it goes. I mean,
that's how it goes, Tony. Say that again.
That's how it goes, you know. First it's man and woman, and then
yes.
it's child, you know. So this is part of the progression of, you know, of the evolution of just keeping the family going and keeping the balance on the earth. Children have to
be
born. If somebody doesn't think that, they have to be born, okay? Whether it's from a relationship that's going to last or not, you know, we're all here. We're all on purpose, each one of us. So, again, this is all I want to say, and then I won't say no more, is that if the relationship is not working and there's no way that you can get this to work, then work it
mm-hmm.
out. You know, communicate with one another, get that peace going, and, you know, and figure out how you're going to do this in a cohesive way where it benefits the children, where they stay happy, and they can stay happy. Trust me on that.
And they still get, and like I said, take the antics out of it, because, you know, you can fool yourself into believing that, oh, that the child doesn't need this parent. Yes, they do. But the child has grown accustomed to both our voices. They need us
exactly.
both.
Exactly.
Now, like I always say, and she just said it so eloquently, get some organization, get some cohesiveness, and when make the move.
Get some something up in there.
And get out of the way of the child-parent relationship. Too many times, you know, and once again, ladies, it comes back to my earlier comment that since y'all want all the credit, y'all got to take a lot of the blame, since it is a fact that 60 to 70% of households are being ran by single-parent mothers. You can't be in the way of the relationship of the child and the father if the father is trying. You know,
if he's trying, yeah.
To the baby right now. You can't talk
and,
to the baby.
And you know what, Tony? I so agree with you, because there are so many bitter women out there because they're not with their baby's daddies. You know what I'm saying? And that is, you know, if it's not going to work, it's not going to work. Okay? Think about your child. Don't think about your feelings, because it didn't work out
between you
and the baby daddy.
They be thinking about the child, because every time they look at that little boy, they see the daddy.
Right.
And they be
pissed
off,
because
that little boy looks just like the damn daddy.
Okay. Oh,
so
Negro.
We gotta, We gotta do better. Like I said, this is the Pope that, you know what I mean, man.
Yeah, but people aren't gonna do better. That's the whole thing. People know at least what some of the answers are, because those same answers were around years and years ago. It all boils down to selfishness. You just touched on it now, where people are messing around with each other because of the kids. In other words, here they are, the mother's telling the father, you can't see your child, but I want the child, but I want the child support. That's messing around in the kid's life by trying to be spiteful towards the husband. And the husband becomes a deadbeat dad.
Right.
There's a reason why kids, like since 2008, more kids now are born out of wedlock than they are in marriage.
Right. Ooh, I can't believe I agree with your ass and stuff. but you're right though.
That's not counting the women that want to have kids without the father.
Daddy Money, Ricky Ralph.
Hello,
good morning, tell me what the lick read.
Woo.
Pretty face, thin waist with the sick weed.
Woo.
First time fish selling in the 6 feet.
Woo.
Real bad boy, tell him come and get me. I'm at the fight, betting kind of like Bellman. Only took a trip to the truck twice. Unpacked them, and then Air Maxes. Stuffed 6 figures in my damn air mattress. I'm in love with large bills, a dime with a fat, thin waist and tall heels. Yeah, it's the Teflon Don, 100 carats in the charm, time to give it back to Sean.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it floppy.
Cause I've been leaning on the floor.
How you doing with the movie? Welcome to the future. I'm the captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs. I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lie. Tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta the same, as cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money field through the green wick. G5 waiting, fly away at my convenience. Sing till checking in a 5-star suite. Come on, some 5-star freaks getting high all week. Catch me in the week. I was just a neck with your sleep and a fast car. Super bad for a spec seat. That sweet, see a nothing nice. A couple nights, cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like,
hello. Good morning.
Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You've been in. Cause you know that's what they need it.
I'm the
one that you want to be with.
But right now, baby, you're dreaming. Wake up and turn the
light on. I'm leaning on the wall. 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 I'm leaning
on the wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the
wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the
wall. I'm leaning on the
wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the
wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the
wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning
on the wall. I'm leaning on the wall. I'm leaning on the wall.
Ladies and gentlemen, the show is officially over. We were having some technical difficulties with Block Talk. I just want to leave you with a final thought on behalf of me, K. Diddy, Lady Joy.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us, and hopefully the words we put out there will be a blessing to somebody. Stay strong, stay focused, and join us next week, 2:30, live. Can a player play?
I'ma take my life.